Yeah, good morning. You are a noisy bunch today. Merry Christmas.
Don't mind me.
Okay. Yes, Merry Christmas. If I appear a little off this morning, I'm a lot off this morning. Just this morning, yeah. If you were in class this morning, you heard me try to read, so you know what's coming. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we give you thanks and praise for another day. We're thankful, Lord, we're able to gather here this morning to praise you, to worship you, Lord, to gather as family, your family, Lord. We are blessed beyond measure. We're thankful, Lord, for the gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're thankful, Lord, that we can celebrate that freely in this country. We're thankful, Lord, for answered prayer. We're thankful, Lord, because you are our Savior and our King and our Redeemer, and we love you and praise you. Open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. In front of you are the prayer cards. You can pull one of those out of the back of the chair, fill it out, and then pass it to the center when the kids come around, and they will be read and taken home throughout the week. They'll place them up here so that someone can gather them up and pray them over them throughout the week. And they will also be put on our Facebook page and in the worship folder for next week. So they will be covered in prayer. If you have any praises, put them on there as well. We're trying to keep our time short and not have blank air for the people in the home. So if you write your praises and prayer requests on these, that will help Jamie immensely. Praise team.
All right. Good morning, church. You want to stand? We are going to celebrate joy, right? Has your joy been stolen? Isn't it time to laugh again? Let this place fill you with the only joy that is real.
All right, kids, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Okay.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. kids. That was so good and joyful. All right, you may be seated.
Good morning, church. How is everybody? Oh, boy. Joyful. That's awesome. Joyful's good. Oh, my. There we go. All right, let's see what's happening. Lots of stuff, Brock says. That means I got lots of work to do. All right. Today is Sunday, and it is Turn in Your Angel Tree Gift Day. So if you would please, if you have not yet, place it under the tree in the sanctuary. Tomorrow, December 16th, that is our next Day of Hope, Fresh Food Initiative. If you are able, please join us. It's a wonderful time of blessing the community and fellowship with each other. That's 2 p.m. here at the church. So if you forgot your angel tree gift, next week is your last chance to turn it in. Roseanne will come find you. She's had to come find me a couple times. We just won't go into that. All right. December 24th, that's a Tuesday. It is also Christmas Eve. So we're going to have a Christmas Eve service that night, 4 p.m. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, it's hard to believe. Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve. So please join us if you're able. New Year's Eve party, 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve. I'm sensing a theme here. Join us. It's lots of fun. We play lots of games. We eat together, fellowship. We laugh together, and we celebrate the coming of a new year. Please bring maybe your favorite game, dish to pass, your drink of choice, and maybe even your competitive nature for some of us that are that way. I don't know. Do you think we should dig it up? All right, we're going to dig up a time capsule too. Well, that means we got to put something else in it, right?
Yeah.
We'll be thinking on that. All right. Nope, that's not me. Let's see. All right. Yes, I'm going down my list. All right, so there is a women's conference coming up. It's April 5th. It's in Indiana, Michigan City, Indiana. It is titled the Mercy and Grace Tour. April 5th is a Saturday. Did you just turn me on the microphone? Why did it get so loud?
I don't know.
I really didn't. Okay, there is the savings deadline is December 31st of this year. So if you know you want to go, please see Tammy. I'm told that Roseanne has a couple of hotel rooms reserved. So in my experience, any time that you spend time with not just other women, but with God at a conference, I've had some of my biggest changes in my life. God has really spoken to me. So I would highly, highly encourage you to go if you're interested. We will be posting a link, and I'll get the stuff to Brock to put online if you're interested. Are you coming up here now? Just gotta know so I can make room.
You can stay here. I'm not gonna be that long. Wow, uh-huh. This is really low. I could have got away with it.
What happened to the joy?
There's still joy. I'm enjoying myself. That being said, for the class is coming up. We are blessed to have two classes, one in the morning and one in the after church. I'm going to say afternoon, but sometimes it's late morning. And there's also a possibility of a third class that will be taking place after service. And I'll let Tammy talk about that in the coming weeks. But for now, we're doing Experiencing God, and it's going to take place after church. And we're going to do the book, The Crucified Life by A.W. Tozer. I highly encourage both of these classes. They're the one in the morning starts at 8:45, and for some of you, that's a little early.
Don't look at
If you're feeling guilty, God's convicting you. I can't help that. That being said, this you guys are a lot of fun. I'm going to pass these back. If you're attending a class, invite somebody to join you. Go turn to your neighbor and ask them to join you in this class, because that we all grow together. Mm-hmm. Right? So, yeah. Okay. It's all yours.
All mine, he says.
Brock, I'm trying to find it. I lost it. This. All right. What? In your bulletin, there is a one-year spiritual challenge. It has a bunch of information on it. There is also a 52-week Bible reading plan. If you would care to join us. I say us, and I'm very terrible at remembering that I am part of that us, so I'm going to work on that. But there are additional Bible reading plans in the back if you need more than one, if you'd like to share with a friend or a family member or post it in more than one spot. What are you doing? He's coming back up here.
Because my wife just said something to me that yeah, I'm going to use the mic. Yeah, thank you so much. Mindy said, I've already read through the Bible. I'm throwing you under the bus. If you've already read through the Bible and you've read through it in your translation, I will offer you another translation. So you come to me. I've got 20-some Bibles in there, different translations, and I will let you borrow one for the year that you can read through. So if it's a different translation you're looking for, it makes a difference. So I would encourage you to give it a chance. Take a chance and do it. Read through it. Move closer to God. He wants to speak to you. And the only time he can is through his word.
All right. I think he's done. But I encourage you. That's how I learn better, is reading multiple translations. It gives me a better understanding of what God's trying to tell me. So, yeah, it's very helpful. All right. Yep, and the Bible app has the different things. Speaking of apps, I know you guys are probably tired of hearing about the Church Team app, but if you do not have the app, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to get it. It has so much stuff that is helpful. If you need an address, if you need a phone number, if you need an email address, it's on there. There's a directory that is only for us. Also, if you serve in the classrooms, you can get on there. You can see where you're scheduled to serve. You can add dates that you're not available to serve. What else is on there, Brock? I mean, that's a lot. But in the next week, I'm going to email you a link to install that app on your phone, if you should so choose. Also on the email will be a how-to video that Church Teams has, which makes it really easy, step by step, much better than I could tell you. So be looking for that. And the good news is, I was going through our information on the app this morning. There's only like a handful of people that need to update. So all your guys' information, unless you've changed in the last 6 months, is good. So birth dates, anniversaries, addresses, phone numbers. So be looking for that. That app, like I said, I think it's kind of essential. So that way you have everything you need right at your fingertips. All right, it is time to use the app. We need to check in. Oh, that's the other thing that's really cool about the app. If you pull up the app, it's got the check-in button right there. It'll check your whole family in. You don't have to text anything. Pastor doesn't believe me. He's looking at it now. So it just makes it easier. So if you would please check in, it's 517-522-4062. Text the word check. Check yourselves into the attendance group, your children into their classes. Parents, when you check your children in the class, you should receive a security code. That is the code that you need to get your children out of classes. We really, really encourage you to come get your children out of class. if not, I'll send somebody to remind you to get them. Start with the littles and then come back to my class. We tend to need a little more time. What did I forget, Brock?
That's about it.
That's about it? Are you sure?
No.
Okay. Well, if he's not sure, I'm not sure. We're going to call it. Oh, yeah. Prayer cards. See? There's just too much for me to remember. All right. I need some helpers. I see a couple. Trav, you want to? They're fighting over who gets to help. All right. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center. My helpers will pick them up. I know. Trav, you got to smile so they know that you want them.
Are there any impromptu last minute? I didn't get this on a card. Sparrow's got her last nutcracker today, and then we have the children's band, choir, and thespians concert tomorrow. So, but our energy has been good and had some folks loving on us this week, so I appreciate that. should we do, I would like, Mike, I'd like to pray for you as a church. His blood pressure was pretty high this week, was in the ER, and so we're going to come around him and anoint him with oil. And then I'll just continue on from there praying.
Almighty God, we anoint in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for the healing that Mike needs. That right now, Lord, you would just touch him, that your spirit would overcome him, Lord, that this would be gone from his body, that the blood pressure would be brought back to where it needs to be, Lord, either through the medicines and the doctors or through your divine touch. Because we know that all healing, every bit of healing, comes in through and by you. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Heal Mike, Lord. Bless him with what he needs. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, church. I wonder, I wish there was a record of all the healings we've seen after someone's been anointed and prayed over. There's power when we come together. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll continue in prayer together. Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful Advent season. We know that there are many, many among us hurting, crushed by life or circumstances or hanging on to life or a loved one hanging on to life or just recently lost. Father, we want to lift up to you Cindy's nephew. Last I heard, he is on life support, but she's asking for a miracle. And you are a miracle-working God, and you didn't stop. You are continuing, and you know the plans you have for her nephew. So, Father, we just collectively lift him up to you and ask that you would do a miracle for him, that you would help him to function without life support and that you would extend his life and give him more days and receive all the glory for it, for you are good. Father, we want to praise you for how well Emma is doing. She did what is called a soft stand and stood for the first time since her accident in October. That is huge, Lord. We just thank you and praise you for the healing that is continuing in her body, and we pray for her highest good. Father, we also give you praise for Tracy's mom, Ruth, doing so well, when just a couple weeks ago they were saying their goodbyes. And I praise you that she wants to live and that things are going in the right direction for her body. And we pray continued healing over her in the name of Jesus. We lift up to you the child's daughter, Missy, going in for surgery, shoulder surgery. We thank you for this opportunity for her. We ask that she has excellent surgeons and staff coming around her and encouraging her and giving her their excellence and their best. We pray for the best outcome for her shoulder and better mobility and relief. We lift up to you Tammy's family as they are flying to Texas. Lord, we ask for safety for them. We commission angels to go before them and behind them. As your word promises, he shall give his angels charge over you to guard you in all of your ways. We thank you that they have this opportunity to visit her son. Ask that their holidays be blessed. Father, we lift up to you. Sandy is asking for prayer for her hearing in her right ear. Lord, I believe you want healing for her. Jesus said he came to open the ears of the deaf. And if you want that for one, you want that for all. So we just pray in Jesus' name a healing over her ear, that that would return and be restored to her. And we'll give you the praise for it in advance. Father, we lift up Gary and his hip as he's going to the doctor tomorrow, Lord. I don't know what's going on in his hip. We all get old and achy, but I don't think that means that we have to live with all of the aches and pains that come with old age. We just ask for relief and healing quickly, swiftly, that he would enjoy better mobility and relief from pain. And we lift up, lastly, the performances today and tomorrow. And these we're just so blessed by these kiddos' involvement and enthusiasm and joyful participation. We thank you that you have gifted them and that they get to express themselves in these ways. Just thank you, Lord. We can learn so much from the children and from their joyfulness. I don't know if I'm forgetting anything, but I just want to thank you for who you are, and you're so faithful, and you are always there. You're waiting with your arms wide open for us to turn and run to your arms. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you want to stand with us, and we're hoping to bring you some more of your favorite Christmas hymns. You may be seated.
This is Advent week 3, which is joy. Do you know what the greatest thing to rejoice over is? You and I are in the hands of Him who makes no mistakes. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. This is from Isaiah 12:6. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let every heart prepare Him room. Let's prepare room in our hearts for Jesus this Christmas. He is the reason for the season. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our joy does not come from material things. It comes from Your perfect Son, Jesus, and the truth we are blessed to walk in. May we be filled with unspeakable joy that has its beginning and end in our Savior Jesus this Advent season. Amen.
All right, stewardship. We tend to think or package under stewardship with giving or maybe even sacrifice. We think, oh, we're sacrificing some of this stuff we have to share with others. That's well founded. We've got a verse that says, hey, God loves a cheerful giver somewhere. But I'm going to counter that a little bit today. I'm going to say God's not all that interested in what you give or sacrifice. And where I find this is in 1 Samuel. Now, this is specific to Saul, and Saul didn't do what he was supposed to do prior to this. So take that into context, and a story I can relate to awful well, I'm afraid. But in 1 Saul chapter 15, verse 22, Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than that the fat of rams. For rebellion is a sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry." So God's not so excited about our sacrifice or giving. I mean, it's part of worship. In something a little more modern, if we turn into 2 Corinthians, in chapter 8, I'll start in verse 1 here. Paul's writing, apparently, to the Corinthians. But he's writing about another group, and he says, "We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy," worked out good, "their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. In this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then, by the will of God, to us." A couple of things I took out of this. They gave beyond their means. So I don't know exactly what that means, but God enables us to give. Right, and they were begging to take part. Apparently, they saw something bigger than themselves, something that the saints were taking part in, and maybe they saw the joy that was involved there, and they wanted to be part of it. And they gave first. They first gave themselves to the Lord, and then out of obedience, by the will of God, they gave to others. So we often think about, and I like to think about stewardship as four parts. One, we got to understand the ownership. Two, we got a responsibility or response to that. Then there's an accountability, and finally a reward. And so often I think we give and we think of our reward as a result of the giving. And I go back to the theme for preschool here. It says, "I give because God gave me Jesus." Our giving is really out of the joy because of what we've already received. That reward is preemptive. So with that, I'll invite my volunteers to come help with the offering. If you join me in prayer. Father God, we do come today with a certain amount of joy in our hearts, knowing that you first gave your Son, you first loved us, and that's just sparks something in us, and that brings us joy. And I just pray that today, as we worship and praise you, that joy wells up and continues to flourish into more praise and more worship and just understanding exactly how much you love us and how much you care, and that you provide for us, and we get to share that, and we get to allocate these gifts that you bless us with and be part of something so much bigger than ourselves. We take this time to just pass the plate and remember our tithes and offerings and remember what you give us. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to ask all the kids to come up. Give the ones the chance to come from the back. Oh. Hey, come here, Lincoln. I'll lose my place. Good morning, kiddos. How are you all this morning?
Good.
Good, good, good. Do you remember what happened when Jesus was born? That he had to go, that his mom and dad had to go into Bethlehem, and they had to find a place to stay, and there wasn't any place for him to stay. Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
So where did he end up staying?
In a stable.
In a stable, that's right. And they had to make room for him, right? Don't we all have to make room for Christ in our lives, for Jesus in our hearts? So how do we do that? How do we make room? Don't we just, I'm sorry? Well, yeah, that's, we move around a little bit. And you move things around and make space for them. Yeah, that's part of it. And what? And we scooch. Yeah, we have to scooch over a little bit. Yeah, these are all good things to start, but we have to take what he says to be true and apply it to our lives, right? That's how we make room. That's how we make room. We scooch things over. We make room. We move things around so that Christ is first. And that's what we have to remember. Would you pray with me? Father, I pray your blessings upon each and every one of these little ones. I pray, Lord, that you would grow them up in the knowledge of who you are, that they would make abundant room in their hearts for you, Lord, and that you would give them that joy and peace that we have only in you. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go to class, guys. Thank you. To confess to him our problems, whatever they may be, self-inflicted or not. To just talk to him. And you know what's best about it? I can complain to him and he still loves me. I can whine and gripe, and he still loves me. And he will get me through whatever it is I'm going through if I rely on him. His grace is there for you right now. And we praise him for that. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we do come before you in reverent awe, Lord, because you are God and you love us so much. And it's beyond our comprehension, Lord, the depth of your love. We look at it as bottomless, Lord. So help us, Lord, to walk in that love in everything that we say and do. May be a witness of what you are, of what you've done, of who you are to the world. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this time of fellowship that we're about to partake in. We thank you for the food. We praise you, Lord, for the family that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.